Hello everyone, how are you all doing? Welcome to the latest episode of the Fia's Trivia Podcast. You know, when I was in school, I was always fascinated by karate and judo, as those were the martial art forms popular in those days in my neighborhood. I never had the means to go learn it, but I always admired my friends and neighbors who learnt it. Also, I grew up watching a lot of martial arts movies starring Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan, whose flying kicks, quick reflexes and tremendous strength seemed to defy laws of physics. And I was so in awe of them. And there is a cool quotient that gets associated with people who practice martial arts. But more importantly, it makes you fit, brings discipline to your life, makes you humble, and of course gives you confidence and courage as you could defend yourself in any adverse situation. So in today's episode, we will talk about the history and different types of martial arts. Let's first understand what martial arts is and then understand where they come from and the different types. Martial arts are a fighting skill set or sport. It's a very broad term that encompasses many different types of activities. Often, we think of martial arts as a self-defense technique developed in and associated with Asian countries. In reality, though, it includes just about any kind of fighting technique. In other words, martial art is the art of combat. It comprises of a set of intricate movements that can be used for offensive or defensive purposes. The word martial derives from the name of Mars, the Roman god of war. Though studied for various reasons, broadly speaking, martial arts share a single objective: to defeat a person physically or to defend oneself from physical threat. Some martial arts are linked to spiritual or religious beliefs and philosophies, such as Buddhism, Taoism, or Shinto, while others have their own spiritual or non-spiritual code of honor. So how and where did martial arts originate? This is perhaps one of the most debatable questions in history that continues to puzzle historians till date. If you ask 10 different people, even from the same country, you will get 10 different answers. Asia is generally considered the hub of the world of martial arts by many people, and many prominent forms of martial arts do come from that region. In 2600 BC, China became the hub of the universe of martial arts. Emperor Huang Di, who ruled China more than 4,000 years ago, was a wrestling and pole fighting master. He required that his troops learn martial arts. Around 770 BC, Mongolian tribesmen introduced skull-bashing wrestling to China. This art is believed to have eventually evolved into sumo. During the Qin and Han dynasties, this wrestling was combined with kemari to form shakaku. In the art of war, Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of the arts when it comes to fighting and living. Chinese martial arts spread to Asia Minor, Europe, and India in 500 BC via the Silk Road. Despite the rich history of martial arts in China, modern-day martial arts is said to have originated in India. Surprising, right? Kalaripayattu, also known as Kalari, is an Indian martial art form that originated in modern-day Kerala, a southern state of India, about 3,000 years ago. Many people believe that Bodhidharma, a famous Buddhist monk, learned this art in India, and when he went to China to propagate Buddhism, he introduced this art of fighting to the Chinese. And then later he incorporated certain changes in the Kalaripayattu way of fighting and gave birth to a new form of martial arts known as the Shaolin Kung Fu. Yup, so now you know where Shaolin Kung Fu comes from. Though martial arts are commonly associated with East Asian cultures, they are by no means unique to Asia. The need of protecting oneself made nearly every culture on earth develop its own form of self-defense, and myriad forms of martial arts are in practice since time immemorial. Throughout Europe, there was an extensive system of combat martial arts, referred to as historical European martial arts, that existed until modern times, and now they are being reconstructed by several organizations. Savate is a French kicking style developed by sailors and street fighters. In the Americas, Native Americans have a tradition of open-handed martial arts that includes wrestling. And Hawaiians have historically practiced arts featuring small and large joint manipulation. A mix of origins occur in the athletic movements of capoeira that was created in Brazil by slaves based on skills brought with them from Africa. The teaching of martial arts in Asia has historically followed cultural traditions where students are trained in a strictly hierarchical system by a master instructor. The students are expected to memorize and recite as closely as possible the rules and basic training of martial arts, while the teacher is expected to directly supervise the students' training. Students with more seniority are considered older brothers and sisters, while those with less seniority are younger brothers and sisters. And these relationships are clearly delineated and designed to develop good character, patience, and discipline amongst the students. In some Asian countries, a student's skills were tested for mastery before being allowed to study further. Now, the Western interest in East Asian martial arts dates back to the late 19th century, around the time when there was an increase in trade between America and China and Japan. Very few Westerners actually practiced the arts initially. They saw it as more of a dramatic performance. It wasn't until a great number of military personnel from the West spent time in Korea, China, and Japan that the soldiers gradually began to recognize the value of the Eastern martial arts in Western culture. During World War II, William Fairbairn, a Shanghai policeman and a leading Western expert on Asian fighting techniques, was recruited by the Special Operations Executive to teach Jiu-Jitsu to the UK, US and Canadian Commando and Ranger forces. And after the war, a large number of American servicemen remained in Japan, and the adoption of martial arts in Western culture continued. By the 1950s, large groups of US military personnel were taught Korean arts during the Korean War as a method of self-defense and survival. After the demobilization, many soldiers brought their training home and continued to practice and teach. By the 1970s, Japanese arts such as karate and judo had become popular, and martial artist Bruce Lee's presence in martial arts movies caused a further rise in popularity of Chinese martial arts. Today, martial arts is more often used as a form of exercise. It is also taught as a method of self-defense and is used to improve confidence and self-esteem. Martial arts has a wide variety of benefits. It can improve balance, strength, stamina, flexibility, and posture, and it can also enhance weight loss and improve muscle tone. Furthermore, martial arts can help with stress management, improve concentration, and increase willpower. Some martial arts such as Qigong and Tai Chi are used for disease prevention and healing purposes. Martial arts can also be used as spiritual practices to bring balance, peace and wisdom to those who are dedicated practitioners. Here are some of the most popular martial art forms today. Judo is a relatively modern Japanese martial art created in 1882, which means it has been influenced by other forms that have come before it. The goal of judo is to either throw or take down one's opponent to the ground and immobilize or subdue them with a grappling maneuver, joint lock, stranglehold, or choke. Karate is arguably one of the most well-known out of all the martial arts, and is said to have originated on the island of Okinawa in Japan thousands of years ago. The Japanese word karate means empty-handed. Since weapons were banned in Okinawa, the Okinawans developed strong hand-fighting techniques in order to defend themselves. Karate stresses on striking techniques such as punching, kicking, knee and elbow strikes, and open-handed techniques such as karate chop. The major traditional styles of karate are Shotokan, Shitoryu, Goju-ryu, and Wado-ryu. Krav Maga, meaning contact combat in Hebrew, is Israel's national martial art. It borrows features from various other forms, including grappling and ground fighting from Jiu-Jitsu, traditional boxing punches, and kicks and knee techniques from karate. Although Krav Maga was developed in 1930s by a Jewish wrestler and a boxer as a way to teach his neighbors to defend themselves, it has gained popularity among the Israeli security forces and the special police. It is considered a violent martial art as there are virtually no rules, and the main purpose of this practice is to defend yourself while attacking your opponent. On the field, it proves useful as a form of self-defense as it is more brutal than competition or sport. There are many different styles of Chinese martial arts, and Kung Fu has been adopted as an umbrella term for all these forms, some ancient and some modern. There are common themes to the various styles, which are usually classified by families, schools, or sects. Some styles include physical exercises that mimic animal movements, while others are inspired by Chinese philosophies, religions, and legends. Some of the more common styles include eagle claw, hung gar, five animals of the Shaolin Kung Fu, monkey, praying mantis, and Wing Chun. Kung Fu was made popular through film and television, where some famous practitioners include Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, and Jet Li. Tai Chi is an internal Chinese martial art practiced for both its defense training and its health benefits. A multitude of training forms exist, including the westernized, standardized version of Tai Chi, which is called Tai Chi Chi, which has several visual similarities to the Chinese Tai Chi, which is Tai Chi Chuan, but no martial arts aspect. Some forms are particularly well known because of their slow movement. Muay Thai is commonly called the national sport of Thailand, and it is a martial art that dates back to the days of the Kun Bong dynasty in Siam. In the 19th century, King Chulalong Korn turned the martial art into a sport. In the years to follow, rules and regulations were introduced. Aside from competition, Muay Thai is learned for self-defense, health, and personal betterment. The art of eight limbs emphasizes punches, kicks, knees, and elbows, but it also involves sweeps and clinch work. Taekwondo is a Korean art of self-defense, one of the oldest forms of martial arts and the most widely practiced martial art in the world. Training involves learning a system of blocks, kicks, punches, and open-handed strikes, as well as varying forms of takedowns, throws, and joint locks, all of which develop strength, speed, balance, flexibility, and stamina. Taekwondo is known for its emphasis on kicking techniques as compared to other martial arts such as karate. In addition to self-defense training, students learn pre-arranged sequences of techniques as forms or pumse, known in other martial arts as kata. Taekwondo and judo are the only two martial arts included in the Olympic Games. The truth is that most martial arts are similar. They all teach similar principles, just in different ways. And martial arts since the 1970s has become a significant industry. Hundreds of millions of people worldwide practice some form of martial art. Web Japan claims there are 50 million karate practitioners worldwide. The South Korean government in 2009 published an estimate that Taekwondo is practiced by 70 million people in 190 countries. And if you ask any fighter out there who their inspiration was for joining the sport, pretty much everyone will list Bruce Lee among their idols. It is widely accepted by fighters and other people around the world that Bruce Lee was the most influential martial artist of all time. From his famous action movies to his unique martial art of Jeet Kune Do, the legend of Bruce Lee has held strong. He was also a wise philosopher, saying many things regarding the sport of martial arts that people still recognize today. He has acted in several movies including Enter the Dragon, Fist of Fury, Game of Death and many more. He was referred to by Dana White as a worldwide fighting icon, not only because of his martial arts but because of his philosophies, movies, teaching ability and more. It's easy to agree with Boxing Hall of Famer Sugar Ray Leonard, who said, "In the dictionary, you say greatest, you say Bruce Lee. That's the way it is. He is second to no one." So I will end the episode with a famous quote by Bruce Lee, which says, "Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend."